Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, welcome back. It is the Wendy's Big Show. No Leroy Butler, no Gary Ellerson, no Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. My name is Tim Allen, in for the boys today as we're embarking on a holiday weekend and the weather nice here in the upper Midwest. You guys probably want to get aired out a little bit, and I don't blame you. I'm with you. I am headed out to my patio tonight with a bottle of whiskey and an ashtray. And tomorrow, just sort of chill. Sunday, a big family barbecue, 15, 20 people out in the yard. So looking like things are opening up a little bit. And it also, we had on Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus, just a couple of minutes ago. And he was saying the NFL, you know, they have a little time to play with here. But never too early to start thinking about fantasy football since the draft. Now you re-rank and you start taking a look at things in a little more detail. We'll hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline and welcome in the Godfather. He is Tom Kesnick. Tom, Tim here. Nice to talk to you again.
Hey, Tim. Good to talk to you, too. Hope you're doing okay right now.
Yeah, hanging in there. And now let's start with where Aaron Rodgers in. That's been sort of the conversation. You've been talking to the guys in the Big Show about Aaron Rodgers a little bit and in your other endeavors. I noticed his MVP odds were 25 to 1, Dak Prescott at 9, Kyler Murray at 16, and I always sort of factor those types of things in. Has Aaron Rodgers in fantasy football dropped out of the top 10?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And he was not a top 10 quarterback last season. So it's a direct reaction to that. It's a direct reaction to what many people certainly look at the Packers off season and go, they didn't do anything to help him. He right now in our contest, the National Fantasy Football Championship, is the 11th quarterback being drafted. Now it is close. He's in a group of guys, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Josh Allen's right behind him, so actually him and Josh Allen are pretty close. But as of right now, Rodgers is outside the top 10. I would not expect him, as we get closer and closer to what we all hope will be the start of the season, I would not expect him to get ahead of Brady or Breeze, for example, and I could see Josh Allen moving ahead of Rodgers. So it wouldn't surprise me to see Rodgers drop a bit. I don't think he'll move up anymore.
Man, it's just so stunning to me, and maybe the years are just going by too quick, Tom, but you know, you mentioned it used to be in fantasy football that it was just lock it in. It was Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and then the rest, and now you know they're on the bubble there in the top 10. It's just crazy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, they're all older quarterbacks, obviously, but you know, you look at Brees and Brady by comparison to Rodgers, and they're both on teams with significantly more talent around them to use. Now, clearly Aaron Rodgers has a great number one wide receiver in Davante Adams, and he has a great running back in Aaron Jones, but outside those two, not a lot there. You know, you go to New Orleans, they've got Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, Jared Cook, they signed Emmanuel Sanders, and of course Brady goes to Tampa Bay, and they're flat out loaded in the passing game. So it's easy to see why those veteran quarterbacks are ahead of Rodgers right now. And then comparatively to Josh Allen, who's right on Rodgers' heels, they also upgraded their offense with Stephon Diggs, but also Josh Allen is a very mobile quarterback. So in fantasy football, when you have a quarterback that can move and get rushing production on top of passing production, even if it's not to the level of Lamar Jackson, for example, but if a guy can do that, he really helps you from a fantasy perspective. Rodgers used to do that. He doesn't do it as much in his later years of his career.
You know, I've been looking at over the years, Tom, as you know, you're very successful in the fantasy football world. You start looking into the details. Devil's in the details, right? So you have to look at, has there been wholesale changes at the on the offensive line? Is there a different offensive coordinator? Things like that. I think I never used to look into things like that and playing this sport of fantasy football since 88, but look at the San Francisco 49ers, and you see how they run the ball, and you have to take that into consideration. Yeah, we all love George Kittle, but I know in comparison to the rest of the tight ends, he's probably, if not at the top, up toward the top. But if you compare what they do, they like to run the football. That has to factor in. In Green Bay, it looks as if they want to just, no offense, but dummy it down a little bit in terms of the flash and run the football. Tennessee, I think, might be a team that's similar to Green Bay's offense, but at least Tennessee can still flare it up and they've got some weapons. How many of those factors need to come into your draft?
Well, you certainly, if you're serious about playing fantasy football, you really are doing it. You want to win. And if you're playing in a money league like we offer, you do want to do well. You have to factor all of those things in. Offensive line is huge. We've seen time and time again where offensive line injuries cripple a team offensively, right? And then you do look at offensive coordinators. You look at systems. You know, Andy Reid's a great example. Here's one of the reasons why Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a top 20 pick right now, even though he hasn't played a down in the NFL. It's because when Andy Reid has a starting running back, those starting running backs tend to be elite fantasy producers. Even Damian Williams, the last mm-hmm. 2 years when he's been on the field, has produced at an elite level. But you've got, you go to Kareem Hunt, Jamal Charles, you go back to the Philadelphia days, LeSean McCoy, Brian Westbrook, on and on and on. So people look at not just the talent that Clyde Edwards-Helaire has, and he's a talented running back, but they look at the system that Andy Reid produces. All of those things factor in. What does a team want to do? You're right. If a team wants to be predominantly a run-first heavy team, maybe you back off the quarterback. You mentioned Tennessee. People are backing off Ryan Tannehill this year, even though to close out last season, Ryan Tannehill was an elite fantasy football quarterback. He was putting up big numbers.
Yeah, that Tennessee to me is a pretty, I think they're a hidden gem here, but that's just on a football sense. So we get burned. Tom Kesnick, our guest here, the godfather here on the Wendy's Big Show. Sparky and I, over the years, Tom, you know this, we've always talked about our 16-team, five-keeper league, and it's big money and things like that. Nowhere near the kind of scraps that you get into, but nonetheless, bigger money. I made a huge mistake, and it was based on an expert, and we get sold on some of these things where we don't want to change. As my fifth keeper, I kept a Dante Pettis because last year at exactly this time, he was the thing. It was the new Steve Smith is Dante Pettis. And I threw back, Tyler Lockett is the guy I threw back.
Ouch.
And that was a huge, huge mistake. And warn people, even though, I mean, you know your stuff, but even though it's their decision, you got to be careful about the factors that you listen to.
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm not going to critique that decision. I love Tyler Lockett, so I'm not going to critique that. But I will say you're 100% right about Dante Pettis. The fantasy industry was gaga over him. And last year, I had him in a few leagues that I drafted because like everyone else, was looking at the 49ers, and they were like, Dante Pettis is going to be the guy. But then we got into training camp. All of a sudden, we weren't hearing about Dante Pettis anymore. We were hearing about Deebo Samuel a lot. You know, but you weren't hearing anything about Dante Pettis, who was supposed to be their number one wide receiver. And when these kind of things, those are things you got to pay attention to. You know, the stories, the reports that are coming out, when all of a sudden you're not hearing a boo about a guy who that everybody was supposed to be excited about. And the reason we weren't hearing anything about him was because he had a horrible training camp and the coaches pretty much moved on, you know, and it burned a lot of people. But those are the things. I mean, you're right. We're sitting here in May right now. We don't have the benefit of OTAs as we normally would. But assuming we get to a training camp and all those things start coming back into play, you do need to pay attention to what's going on in those camps. You can't just assume because in April everybody was excited about player X, that means in August and September they're still going to be excited about player X. Things change, and in the NFL, things change quickly.
They really do. Just a couple of quick things here. Since we're through the draft here, who are some of the guys that you would give our listeners some advice to in terms of rookies? And there's always a few rookies that do the splash and end up in top 10 at their position. Any guys that you want to eyeball here?
Well, I'll avoid the obvious guys. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is the number one rookie being drafted. Jonathan Taylor is number two. Everybody in Wisconsin knows about Jonathan Taylor, so I don't have to go into that. So I'll dig a little deeper. Later in your draft for a rookie running back that I really like a lot is Cam Akers. Now, he could be part of a committee with the Rams, but I do think he is a superior talent, and superior talents have a way of working themselves out, even as rookies. He is somebody I certainly like much later at the running back position among rookies. And then you can drop down even lower and go to somebody like Zach Moss, who's in Buffalo. Devin Singletary is the starter, but they want Zach Moss and a power element in their running game. So he is somebody that I would absolutely be looking at later in your draft at the running back position. Wide receivers, again, you know, we're looking at the top guys, you know, Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb. You know, I'm not sure either of those guys is going to be a high-impact rookie player because Judy's in an offense that has Cortland Sutton, CeeDee Lamb's in an offense that has Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup. But both are certainly guys I think you can look at later in your draft, have them on your bench, and see how things go. At the quarterback position, it's Joe Burrow. He's the one rookie quarterback who is clearly locked into a starting job right now. And I think he is a guy who's got tremendous upside. The Bengals have a ton of talent at the skill positions. They are loaded. Their receiving core is really, really good, but it all hinges on the health of A.J. Green. Joe Mixon and Gio Bernard is a terrific 1-2 punch in the backfield. I really like the Bengals this year. I mean, they're the Bengals, so anything crazy can happen to, you know, kind of derail everything. But from a talent perspective offensively, they really are putting something together pretty impressive, I think.
That is good stuff. Tom Kesnick, just finally, I know you have a draft or two in Las Vegas. Now what? I mean, it looks like they're going to open up next month, but you still shooting for that?
We still are. I mean, you know, we've got our live events are in New York and Las Vegas. Unfortunately, we had to cancel them for baseball, and we had them in New York, Chicago, and Vegas, and that was back in March when everything, you know, kind of went bonkers on us all. We're still hoping to have them. The good news is with our contest, everything can be converted to online if we had to do that. We hopefully don't have to do that. We would like to have the live events because it's a great experience. People really love it. They love coming to New York. They love coming to Vegas. Hopefully we'll be able to do that. If not, and if there is a season, which hopefully there will be, we can still do everything we offer online and still have a great contest for everybody to be in.
Nice. Throw out a quick website or some contact info, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely. PlayNFSC.com is our website. We've got drafts that go on every single day. Entry fees are start as low as $25. You don't have to be a high roller to play with us. You can get into a great league for as low as $25 and have a great time, and most importantly, win really good money with us. We have great prizes. So, again, that's playnffc.com.
Awesome. Tom, always a pleasure, man. Good luck, okay?
Thanks, Tim.
All right, there he is, Tom Kesnick, the godfather of fantasy football. Been talking to that guy for, oh, man, a long time, well over a decade. There's Tom Kesnick on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Has your passion outgrown your home? A great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Scooter Jeanette had a conversation with us yesterday. You're going to want to hear this. Pretty candid former Brewer Scooter Jeanette, who is currently a free agent, talks about the baseball situation next year on the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.